Now turn to section 2. Section 2, you will hear a woman giving an introductory talk at a health center open day. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Now listen carefully to the information talk and answer questions 11 to 17.
Welcome everyone today to the Sway Road Health Centre's open morning. My name is Lucy and I'm a nurse based at the health centre. I'd first like to tell you a little about the health centre. We have 6 doctors who work here full time and we are part of the district's medical services to those who live within our practice area. Currently, we have just in excess of 7,000 patients registered here. The patients are served from our centre here in Sway Road, but we also have a secondary centre in Church Road to ease congestion here and to make it easier for patients who live in that part of town. To register with us, please come during opening hours, bringing a photo ID, a proof of residence address dated within 3 months of your application, and your medical card, if you have one. If you don't, we'll ask you to fill out a registration form. We will ask for your preference for your doctor, and we will try to comply, although this is not always possible. When applying, the reception staff will ask you for your medical history, and they will also ask a nurse to take a blood sample. It's unusual that we would turn anyone down, and you can see a doctor as soon as you've registered. Your updated medical card will be posted to you as soon as possible. If you want to make an appointment with us, this should be made by telephone and not by email. We have email, but due to the large amount we received, some do not get read fast enough, and appointments are not made in time. Calls can be made to our centre during our opening hours, which are 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., Monday to Friday. Between 1 and 2 p.m, the centre is closed, except for emergency calls only. We are closed on Saturdays, Sundays, and on public holidays. If you do have an emergency, we would stress that a serious one would be better served by going to hospital or by calling an ambulance. Our practice supports the training of medical students, and you might be asked whether your visit to a nurse or doctor can be done with a student present. There is no obligation for you to accept this, and the student will not be present if you prefer to have your consultation in private. Our surgery offers a complete travel service, including a full range of vaccinations. The wide diversity of destinations and the increased popularity of adventure holidays increase the risk to your health, which in turn makes the service we provide increasingly complex. Ask for a travel risk form at reception or download it from our website and hand it in to our reception as soon as you've booked your holiday. Our nurse will review the form and advise you on the vaccinations you should have. It's also a good idea to keep a vaccination card, so you have a record of what you have had over the years. Vaccinations must be paid for on the day of administration, unless you are covered by a health insurer.
You now have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen to the rest of the introductory talk and answer questions 18 to 20.
Finally, if you have any suggestions to improve our service, please use the suggestion box at reception. We will provide you with paper and pen if you don't have any. Also, from time to time, people feel that they have a problem with their care. If you have any complaints about the service you receive at our health centre, please bring this to the attention of the practice manager, who will be happy to discuss the issue. We have a complaints procedure that is available at reception, or it can be downloaded from our website. So, today, all our staff are here for this Saturday morning, so that you can look around the centre and ask any questions. This includes all our doctors, nurses, and support staff. All the areas are open, except for the practice offices, which have some sensitive material. You can wander around and ask anyone questions, though please remember that the doctors are not here for consultations, so please do not turn any conversations into a doctor's visit. That's enough from me. Please now look around and ask whatever questions you want. If you'd like to register today, then just go to reception and they'll get you organised. I'll be based here in the waiting room, so you can ask me any questions as well, of course.